Friday, February the 10th. It is a good day. You'll know that it's a good day, strictly because you're tuned into the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That'll be enough to convince you that it is a good day, even though there'll be a few things, there'll be a few missteps, there'll be a few awkward moments, there'll be a few things that will happen on the air that we can attribute to the other people who are on with me, like Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. It'll always be their fault.
I'm used to it by now.
If there's a problem, yes.
Sorry about that.
And it's also your fault that the United States is in third place in the Olympics. Can you imagine? What an outrage.
What an outrage. Don't we always kind of catch up towards the end, though? Isn't this pretty typical?
Right. All right. Where's the big voice announcer? Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
Sure.
All right. You can do that.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Is that where we're starting?
Yeah, that's a good place to start, right? If we're going to do the top 10, we should start at number 10 in the metal, not metal. People mispronounce this. M-E-T-A-L, it always sounds like, right? This is the metal.
Metal.
They are metal. So I suppose maybe it is. It's the metal count.
Different than meddling.
No, yes, it is. But M-E-T-A-L and M-E-D-A-L, in this circumstance, bronze, right? Silver, gold, those are all, what do we consider them to be? Metals. They're precious metals, right?
Yeah.
So the metal count, starting at...
Number 10. Sorry.
Slovakia.
Oh.
Yours. Sort of, right.
I'm not Slovakian. My grandfather would roll over. I'm Czech.
So, Czechlovakian.
Yeah, I'm okay. Done. Just Czech.
The Czechs don't even place, by the way, here in the top 10.
Whatever. All number right. 9.
Number 9, Switzerland.
They're kind of neutral. Yes. Number 8.
Germany. Clever.
Number 7.
Poland.
Really?
Yeah.
They found their way there?
They did. They took a few wrong turns. They first went to Islamabad, and then they got over there, yeah.
Number 6.
Austria.
Ah. Number 5.
Russians.
Number 4.
Canada.
Number 3.
The U.S. of A.
Number 2.
Netherlands.
Really?
Yeah.
Number 1.
Norway.
Wow.
All right,
there's not much to do but practice over there, so that's good.
Right. All right, so today, the women's super combined slalom medal events.
What is a slalom?
A slalom is a single ski, isn't it?
No clue. I don't do the Olympics.
Kenny, is that what it is? We always
thought slalom was when they go kind of serpentine back and forth between the flags.
Really? Okay, maybe it is.
Yeah, Kenny's right on that one.
Right, okay. There's Evan says he's right. Thank you. Kenny's usually right about this stuff.
Usually I'm slalom when I'm sad.
Really?
All right,
the men's short track skating. Short track. So there's a long track?
Must be. If there's a short track, there's a long track.
There's different distances.
Okay,
or a tall track.
Right.
You know, let's hire Evan to be our Olympics guy.
He was supposed to do sports for us anyway on Monday, isn't he?
He kind of sounds like he knows the sport.
Evan. Are you ready? Where's the sports intro? We need a sports intro.
We don't have a sports intro.
Why? But you're supposed to create a sports intro.
Here, I'll make one. Da-da-da-da! Now, Evan!
That sounds more like the president coming in. All right, so what's the latest there, Biff?
So the latest is that the U.S. has 2 gold medals. Killing me. The U.S. has 2 gold medals, one in men's slope-style snowboarding and one in women's slope-style snowboarding. That's the first time those events have...
I dare you to say that again quickly.
Oh, gosh, no.
Slope-style snowboarding?
Slope-style snowboarding, slope-style snowboarding, slope-style snowboarding.
Yeah, fine, that's right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So the U.S. won a gold in each of those for the men's and the women's, equal opportunity. In the women's mogul, we had a defending gold medalist, Hannah Kearney. She couldn't quite get the gold this time, but she did get bronze. And the U.S. also got bronze in a team figure skating competition, which is the first time figure skating has been done as a team.
Really?
Yeah, go figure.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we only care about the Americans anyway, right? Nobody cares about the other... what other medals were.
For it to sound like arrogant Americans. But
but who are we broadcasting to?
Men's. Well, we have a lot of people listen to us in Turkey. So how are the Turks doing?
Not in the top 10.
No. Okay. Men's mogul.
Trick Biff.
Nice job, Biff.
Pull anything over me.
11 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There's a lot of evidence. I was going to say this is a plural. How many of you heard that scientists have discovered the earliest evidence of human footprints?
What? Where?
The Norfolk coast of England.
Cool.
They are 800,000 years old. They are direct evidence of the earliest known humans in Northern Europe.
Are they wearing keds or were they barefoot?
I don't know. What I'm looking at is a picture of a footprint with a Canon lens cap next to it, which must have fallen off the camera that took the picture.
So.
I hope that was the case anyway. It will rewrite our understanding of the early human occupation of Britain and indeed of Europe, said Dr. Nick Ashton of the British Museum. All right, cool. Speaking of the British Museum, I saw Monuments Men last night.
How was it? Everybody said it was horrible. Like, the critics are all talking about how terrible it was.
Yeah, but what's the number one movie of the weekend?
Who wouldn't go see it? It was a great cast, and George Clooney directed
it.
Come on.
It wasn't great, but I love movies that are shot in Europe. And it was kind of a good story about, once again, after you're done, you hate the Nazis. That's pretty much what you get out of the movie.
So
it's George and his pals, basically with another chorus of why we hate the Nazis. And maybe we don't even really like the Germans very much after that still. That's kind of what I got out of it. I didn't stay home. I didn't even think about it. I probably would have stayed home and watched the Beatles thing, except it went right out of my mind, and we decided we'd go to the movies about 7 o'clock because I wanted to see this. We could have waited till tonight, and I could have taken in the whole Beatles thing. Who watched that?
I did not watch that, but I taped it.
But Kenny watched it, so what did you think, Kenny?
I thought it was very entertaining. There were lots of... It was like a long concert.
Like
lots
a long
of,
what?
Concert.
Oh.
Lots of singers and bands who were paying tribute, playing Beatles songs, and then they would scan out to the crowd, and you would see Paul and Ringo in the front, and Yoko and Sean Lennon were also...
They did it in
the
Ed Sullivan Theater, right? The David Letterman Theater? Didn't they do it there?
No, this concert was last weekend, I think last week or the week before at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh. Huh. I don't know that. How come I didn't know that? Jennifer, you and I could have gone.
We could have.
Why didn't we know that?
Well, I don't know. It was in L.A.
Yeah, it was the day after the Grammys.
Yeah, what the heck? All right, so anyway.
And then at the end, Paul and Ringo both performed. They performed separately, and then they did a few Beatles songs together.
And how did it seem like? Cool. How did they seem to get along with one another? How did it seem?
Very well.
Felt
very well.
Felt good, right?
Yeah.
Didn't it feel good? It probably had to have felt good. Yeah, good. Okay. So I apologize for not. That was one of the cultural things that I wanted to take in this weekend, and was thinking about it for whatever the reason. It just slipped my mind. So I'm glad we'll get some sound from that and have it later on in this hour. For those of you who didn't see it, and for those of you who didn't go to see Monument Men, what's your opinion? You might list those at twitter.com/Good Day Show. Wait a minute, that's not right. Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show. What was the most entertaining thing you did this weekend? And don't forget while you're there to also tell us the things that you're grateful for today. One, never mind things. One thing, that's all we need. One thing. What would you be grateful for today, Jennifer?
Oh, I got to see my grandpa this weekend. I never get to see him.
See grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, what about you? Are you grateful today for?
That we had the kids, both kids home this weekend.
Oh, cool. All right, Evan, what are you grateful for?
That I got to go home this weekend and catch a Flyers game with my grandpa.
Good. Okay, so there you are.
Nice.
What are you thankful? What thing
and you, sir?
Happened? What, for me?
Yes.
I am thankful for love.
Very good.
All right, that's it. And it is enough. Love is all, what's that Beatles song? Love is all you need?
All
you need is love. 15 after the hour. Well, you also need Previa, good Doug. Provia. Previa is a kind of a car, isn't it? Didn't Toyota have a car called the Previa?
I don't think so.
If not, they probably will.
They will.
I would hope so.
Thanks for the idea.
You're welcome. Is your hair stronger, healthier, and fuller? Or are you thinking to yourself, I'd like to have hair that's stronger, healthier, and fuller? If you are losing your hair and you are tired of every morning when you brush your hair, watching it go down the drain, you need to do what people from all over this country, matter of fact, all around the world now, people are using Provia. It's going to be that good. Results are amazing. It works. Your hair will grow back in, and it'll come in thicker every day. Provia attacks the main reasons for your hair not being there, and that's the bad shampoos that you've used over the years that you got at the 99-cent store. A lot of reasons to go to the 99-cent store. Buying shampoo is not one of them. You don't want to use cheap. This is one of the few things in the world that you really should go out of your way to buy expensive. That's something that is as important as your hair. You don't want to be plugging up the pores in your head with this cheap shampoo. Well, Provia will cleanse it, and then you'll use the better shampoo. Provia works for both men and women, safe for colored hair, treated hair, cleansing out the pores, letting the new follicles grow, and when they come in, Provia helps to make them thicker and much more attractive. Okay, so I've sold the product, I think. Have I not? Do I need to do more selling or not, Jennifer?
It sounds good to me.
All right, 800-525-8319. Call now. Get noticeable results right away. And by the way, this is a guaranteed product. So if it doesn't work, you get your money back. But it's going to work because they don't want to give you your money back. They couldn't stay in business. They gave everybody their money back, right? 800-525-8319. And if you move rapidly, you'll get an upgrade to priority shipping free this week. And you'll also get, mentioning Doug Steffen, the new Provia Super Concentrate. So two products for the price of one and priority shipping. So that's it. I don't have to do but wait again. Here it is. 800-525-8319. That's for Provia. Get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. All right, Jennifer would like to tell us about her birthday dinner.
Oh,
happy
right now?
Birthday. Sure, why not?
Oh, we went to Rao's restaurant in Hollywood.
Really?
And the owner, Frank Pellegrino, was there, and they had the whole place sing happy birthday to me. And
very nice.
My girl, and it was so
really?
Fun. It
was very
such
cool.
A great place. I have to take you there, Doug. You'll love it.
All right. We interrupt the continuing coverage of Chris Christie to examine which Republicans have a better shot at the presidency if he doesn't run. How many people think Sarah Palin would be
entertaining?
You know, I don't mean to laugh. It's
Why?
The fact that the media has actually ruined Sarah Palin. There's no way she could run.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Uh-huh. Okay, so which one of the Bushes could we see in there?
The only one that we could, Jeb, probably.
No, one of his kids. I think one of his sons may be a little young yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so anybody else?
Ted Cruz, Rand Paul
Ted
Ryan.
Ted Cruz, uh-huh. All, none of them will beat Hillary. Anybody in here can beat Hillary?
Not yet.
Well, I don't think so. 21 after the hour, speculation continues on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Why does it creep you out?
Is Rod Stewart kind of a creeper to begin with? That really? Maybe wants me to reach out and touch him? Ew.
There are a lot of women who don't agree with you. They think that Rod Stewart is sexy.
I'd like to meet one.
Well, I can...
888-302-DUCK.
I can probably arrange that. 888-302-3684. Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy was the number one U.S. single on this date in 1979. Track from the album Blondes Have More Fun, which was also the number one U.S. album on this day in 1979. The album stayed at the top for 3 weeks. Do You Think I'm Sexy was number one for 4 weeks in a row. If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, let me know. Well, maybe this is better than me sort of paraphrasing the words. Crank it up, Evan. Point across. 25 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program for Monday, February the 10th. And the only real sort of smirking, smiling reference to the Olympic that I don't think we've played on the air yet comes from Conan O'Brien late last week.
The Olympics start airing tonight on NBC.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. That's right, NBC has the Olympics. It's a big deal. NBC will finally get to show somebody who's okay with passing the torch.
Huh. Yeah, that was the Jay Leno
joke. We just were talking before and during the commercial break. Has Conan said anything about Jay Leno? No, he can't say anything. But he didn't mention his name.
Nope.
Right? Speaking of that, Jimmy Fallon said goodbye to Late Night last Friday, and did so with his best ratings ever. His final show attracted 6.6 million viewers, Jennifer, a record high for him and probably the most for any Late Night host since David Letterman did his final show on Late Night in 1993.
I hope he enjoys it, because I think from now on his rating is going to be going down.
I don't think he'll be, no. But it'd be interesting to see how it affects Jimmy Kimmel, and whether David Letterman now will smile.
I think Kimmel's the big winner in all of this,
yeah.
Actually.
Unless Jay goes back on someplace. Mm-hmm. Right?
He yes. won't for a while, though. Jim. Jay Leno said he's done with Late Night for, for now.
Dash. Right. So the discussion of Tom Sizemore and his ex-girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley.
Such a story. Oh, boy.
This is, you talk about slimy. You think Rod Stewart is slimy. This thing really smacks of sliminess.
And the funny thing about this story is whether it's true or not, you could believe it either way. You could believe Tom Sizemore or you right. could believe Bill Clinton, but you believe it.
Yeah. Well, he says Sizemore now, in not in a drunken, drugged-out stupor, says that all of this stuff is not true. He was never at the White House. He never met Bill Clinton. He never knew Mr. Clinton to know Ms. Hurley. And so all of this stuff.
There's got to be some easy ways to prove whether or not he was at the White House.
What? How would you
Don't
do
you
that?
Think like in logs or something?
You mean whether Sizemore was at the White House?
I mean, that's something that you can prove.
Right, you can prove that. Yeah, one way or the other. So whether he was or he wasn't there. But why is it important to prove any of this stuff under the circumstances?
It's a great story.
Yeah. So I think it's run its course. We all have a chuckle whenever stuff like this comes up that involves Bill Clinton. All right, so you've had your chuckle. Time to move on now. Who can we chuckle about that's fresh and new today? A new chuckler. Who do we have that's available that we can chuckle about? Is there any? Chris Christie, we've had our time with him. Mm-hmm. Who would be the designated chuckler? Or is that chuckler? Chuck.
Hate to throw out Justin Bieber, but he's kind of the of the moment chuckler.
Nah, he's worthless. I wouldn't even give him a never mind a chuckle. I wouldn't give him a chuck. I give him, well, maybe chuck him away. How about that? 28
mind.
After on Good Day. Thanks for the suggestion.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, memory loss or memory gain for older Americans.
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Schrum. A new study shows that older people don't lose memory, but have so much more stored up that it takes them a bit longer to retrieve. Is that credible?
I think we've always had the assumption that as people got older, somehow or other they slowed down. In some ways, they do. In other ways, look, read Ronald Reagan's letters, that wonderful book of letters that was put out.
Mm-hmm.
Read the letters he was writing as president. This is somebody who had a very rich set of experiences
right.
and a very rich set of thoughts and expressed himself very eloquently.
I would take this, this fact as actually a challenge. We have had great success over the previous generation in extending the span of human life. And the next challenge ahead of us is to make sure that those additional years are years of high quality.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum and Bob
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Start the week off well. Let's see if we can dig around the Olympics, subject of a lot of people's dreams and hopes. I will tell you that there are people in Bozeman who are interested in bringing the Olympics there. The website of our affiliate there in Bozeman, KMMS, mm-hmm. Great radio station in Bozeman, Montana. Bozeman, Montana.
I'd imagine they do a much better job than Russia did.
Well, the question that they've asked on their website, in fact, mm-hmm. is could Bozeman host the 2026 Winter Olympics?
Why not?
Why not? Why wouldn't you want to? It's only 12 years from now. Is that really? There's a startler right there.
I know. Doesn't
thinking about
weird.
2026, only 12 years away. Woo! All right, well, I would be, how about if I start a campaign? What do you think? Outside
Bozeman,
of Bozeman.
Bozeman 2026?
Right. Bozeman, what could be a somebody from Bozeman call us with something snappy in terms of a phrase or some uniting way of getting the rest of the country behind Bozeman? 888-302-3684. What do you think? They also on their way. They have a lot of the websites of the radio stations that carry the program. I check from time to time.
Yep.
Website on the radio station again is KMMS. And they have a the future of television. They have a story about the future of television. And beside the story, they have a picture of Netflix. Netflix stock. Looking for two good stocks to buy? Netflix is one.
It is.
And Uber, I don't think, has gone public yet, but when it does.
The Uber car?
Buy Uber, yes. I have now started using them.
Have you taken one?
I've taken them every. I've had, like, they used three of them this past week.
Cool. Do you like it?
I like it a lot. Very nice. The drivers are great. There isn't any. Maybe you weren't around when I told the story about the idiot in Los Angeles that I grabbed a cab when I got back in a week ago Friday night to L.A. And this guy couldn't speak a lick of English, was on the job for the first day. He talked. I said.
Oh, yeah,
you
had to tell him how to get to your house.
Right. He's, instead of getting on the 405, he got on the 105.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. So anyway, Netflix, though. There's a really, I'm not advocating for this. I'm just saying the reality is.
I mean, people have even started to acknowledge it on award shows that pretty soon, you know, it's going to be Netflix and Hulu and all these different places that are doing their own content now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
What was the whole big deal about Bill Nye, the science guy, debating a creationist over the origins of the earth? What was the big deal about that?
He's Bill Nye, the science guy. He revitalized his career. People paid attention to him because he was on Dancing with the Stars, and he was very likable. And
he's not likable. No, he's not likable.
Well, no, he was likable on the show.
Yeah, he's a cretin.
People are now paying attention to him, and he got into some online fight about creation.
All right, okay. Speaking of fights,
The
Biggest Loser winner.
Yeah.
Looks like something out of...
She had gastric bypass. She had to, don't you think?
Well, she looked awful. Not good, but awful. And then we missed this opportunity when what's her face was on with us last week. I don't know why I didn't.
She did. She talked about it, that she was shocked and her jaw dropped.
She did?
She talked about it.
Oh, where was I? Didn't I
probably resting. You were probably taking one of those quick naps.
How did I miss that part of it? Yay. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of controversy about that. So anyway, hello and acknowledging some of the things that are on the front page of the KMMS. News Talk Radio Station's web page newsletter. All right, so are we ready to go on?
Yes.
Okay, two things from the animal kingdom that I find very troubling. One of them has to do with a baby giraffe that was killed in the Denmark Zoo and fed to the lions.
Oh.
Why would these people have...
Why was it killed?
Because they're trying to prevent inbreeding of giraffes.
Let me ask you this. I mean, it's sad, obviously. Baby giraffes are cute. But wouldn't you rather them feed it to the lions and throw it into the trash?
Yeah, I guess I would. No, I'd rather them take it and give it to another zoo. That's what I would rather them have done. What am I missing here in this story? There's all kinds of outrage that have been triggered. The conditions of zoo animals now back in the front page again. Because of this, the zoo invited visitors, including children, to watch while the giraffe was fed to the lions. I can't see that being a help. But is it the true world order of things? Is that something to be taught? Some shocking allegations of animal abuse been made against a Gaston County, North Carolina resident. Investigators say they found 11 horses and 2 ponies abused. I'm looking at a picture of one. This guy should be shot. They were dying of malnutrition, in need of medical care. So why do you keep animals like this if you can't take care of them?
Why do you get them in the first place?
Right.
You know, there's a story that was going around Los... Excuse me. My gosh, I think I just swallowed a fly.
Yeah, no, I hope you're okay.
No, not really. I just wanted to cough a little for you.
Gee, thanks.
Just came out of nowhere.
Very nice.
There's a story in Los Angeles on Friday. It was so sad because they had pictures, and there's this dog that on the 4th of July, its owner thought it would be really funny to stick firecrackers on each one of its legs. And so it taped firecrackers to this poor, sweet dog and lit him on fire. And so now he's facing jail time because he should. He should be hung up and...
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. And here's this sweet little dog with his little paws all wrapped up with this sad look on his face. I mean, this dog's never going to be the same again.
Yeah.
Oh, makes you sad.
Awful.
People that pick on kids and animals.
Shoot them. 888-302-3684. That'd be a good thread for facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter @Good Day Show. By the way, what is the thread of conversation on our social media at the moment, Kenny?
Let's see. A lot of talk about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
It's the latest. We were talking about that earlier. Matt says, why not hire enough people to enforce our immigration laws that are already on the books?
Thank you.
Yes.
Enough said.
Hire more people.
Yeah. Yeah. Daniel says, why should we trust any one of them, the Republicans or the Democrats? Speaker Boehner has been flopping around on this issue more than a fish out of water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't look...
Darn it if he doesn't have a great tan.
The Republicans don't look good on this.
Well, the reason they're not doing anything, I mean, it's so silly. And I think we talked about this last week.
They don't trust Obama. So
it's not about trusting. They don't want to make a big deal. They're not standing up against to him for immigration because they don't want to screw up the midterm elections. The Republicans are set to make huge gains in November, and they don't want to have anything distract them from doing that because Obamacare has made the Democrats and Obama look so bad. The Republicans think they're going to pick up some seats. They might have a chance at the Senate majority. And so they're just shutting up instead of standing up about this immigration thing. And it's just, it's wrong. It's so bad.
It's all politics and not
it's a game.
Governing. It's not yeah. governing. It's politics.
I want someone refreshing who says, you know what? I just want to do something right. I'm here for 2 years. I may not be here for another 2 years, but I'm going to do something right while I'm here.
Yep.
Amen.
Very intelligent.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right, what else, Ken?
I'm going home.
we were talking about the Olympics, and we asked, what did you think about the opening ceremonies and the first weekend of the Winter Games? And so far, nobody has watched.
Oh, neither have I. But I heard that one poor guy that didn't turn on one of the rings bit the big one. Did you hear about that?
No.
I guess
that's
during the,
a hoax. That's not
is
true.
It's a hoax. Okay, good. He didn't die because I was going to ask if it was true or not. But there, what is true is during the opening ceremony, they had, you know, all the rings light up and one of the rings didn't light.
So there were only four?
Yeah,
there's supposed to be five. There were four.
Right. So, they were these snowflakes and each one was turning into one of the different rings. And then when it got to the last one, it just stayed a snowflake.
Really?
And so then on the internet, there are these stories going around that said the guy who didn't turn on the last ring was found dead, which, again, also a very believable story.
Hear it for the good guys.
If you read the story, they say that he was beaten and stabbed, and the investigators found many stab wounds and lots of bruises, and then they said that he died of natural causes.
There you go.
He did. He died from being stabbed.
Yes, it was only natural that he died after
that. You guys are awful. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com, or Doug at DougStephan.com. I came back to Boston Saturday night, went to Dallas for a couple of days for a talk radio gathering. It was kind of a nice thing. I missed something, though. I missed something. Not being here on Friday, hundreds and hundreds of Bostonians gathered for the annual tradition of stripping to your skivvies.
Oh, do they jump into some
riding?
Water?
No, they ride public transportation.
Oh. Now, would you do that?
Would I?
I would think you would. I think you're kind of an exhibitionist.
What, ride public transportation? Or what do you mean you think I'm some kind of an exhibitionist? Where did that come from?
Huh? Well, I mean it not in a bad way.
What do you mean? What does that mean? You think I'm an exhibitionist?
Well, I think that you in your mind would say, I would like to do the world a favor and show them this hot bottom eye.
Wow, really? Uh-huh.
Well, so would you or not?
Not when it's cold.
Okay, let's say it's warm and you're going to ride the subway and everybody else is naked. Would you do it?
Woof. Woof. My mind. Huh? Isn't that what they, what's the, what's that noise that people make? Woof, woof. What's the, there's a noise that people make when they're supporting something like in the stands of a game.
Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, like that.
The dog pound, Arsenio Hall.
Is that what it is? Okay. Is he still on? I asked that last week, I think.
Arsenio, yeah, sure.
Who pays attention to him? Nobody.
I do. It's a pretty good show.
It
makes you feel like you're 12 again, watching at home when you're not supposed to be awake.
Okay.
Maybe that's just me.
I remember that.
Yeah.
A lot of conversation on the air about Genucel. Genucel was created using stem cell technology. It's the treatment for bags and puffiness under your eyes. I understand that Michael Fortier took a shot at you, Jennifer.
He did. So mean.
Really? But should we save our approbations for him till he's back here tomorrow?
Probably.
That was really not. Did he say something about you using Genucel or you needed to use
it? No, but he was insinuating I do, so I guess I better.
Why? What's wrong? I saw you a week or so ago.
I know.
Fine
it's
to me.
Fine. I said, I have the bags under my eyes to prove it. And he said, well, that's just old age.
Really? Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, if you are feeling like your face is looking like you're getting older and you don't like it, I would suggest that you use Genucel. Genucel, one of my neighbors who listens to me on the program said to me, sent me an email, said, does it really work? That was a lady, attractive lady.
But you know, maybe she could use, she's had a few problems at home, and I don't think she's sleeping as well as she might. So maybe this is a good way for her to deal with the small lines, the crow's feet, the puffiness, the bags under their eyes that come as a result of not getting a good night's rest. In fact, with its instant effects, you'll see GenuCell working in 12 hours guaranteed, or you get your money back. And let's see here, for we have this week before Valentine's. Take advantage of the great Valentine's Day offer. Order GenuCell right now. Get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment Cream, absolutely free. Mention Doug Steffen. And what makes this even better is that you get express shipping free. 800-543-9262. Don't go to the store. By the way, a lot of the things, I was saying this, I think, on Friday, Jennifer. Were you here Friday, Jennifer? You weren't.
I was working at another job. I apologize.
That's all right. I was talking about GenuCell and the circumstances that allow men and women to get rid of the bags and puffiness and stuff under their eyes. And the deal, the express shipping is yours free, 800-543-9262. I said all those things. And then I started thinking about all of those cosmetic counters in all of the big department stores and how they...
A.K.A. heaven.
Well, it's but it's so... It's expensive to buy things there. And, by the way, some of the things that you buy, there's a lot of money to be made. That's why they have so many of them. But
and there are a lot of the same products in different pretty packages.
Right, but they're also very, some of that stuff is really bad for you.
Mm-hmm. It can be chemical really, stuff.
Yeah, all the chemicals. So there's no chemical in GenuCell. It's made from all natural products, and it does deal with the wrinkles, the puffiness under your eyes. You'll see the results. So why don't you call, eliminate having to go to the store and the middlemen, so you buy the product less expensively because it's direct from the manufacturer to you. 800-543-9262. You have nothing to lose but the bags and the puffiness. So call for GenuCell. 800-543-9262.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
The 2014 Identity Fraud Report was released today by Javelin Strategy and Research with some interesting results. Al Pasquale, Senior Analyst, Security Risk and Fraud at Javelin Strategy and Research, has more.
According to the report, the number of identity fraud victims increased by 500,000 to 13.1 million U.S. consumers in 2013. That's the second highest number since the study began. Data breaches also became more damaging than ever, with one in three people who received data breach notification letters becoming an identity fraud victim. There's encouraging news, however, as the total amount stolen decreased from $21 billion to $18 billion.
With a new incident of identity fraud occurring every 2 seconds, consumers should take simple steps to protect themselves, such as immediately reporting any suspicious activity that may be fraudulent to banks and credit card companies, enlisting professional institutions to help monitor their personal and financial information, and taking any data breach notification seriously. For more tips and information, visit idsafety.net. That's Newsbreak from Javelin Strategy and Research and Intersections.
Newsbreak news from break. Doug Steffen.
Breaking news.
One of New Jersey's leading newspapers, the Star Ledger, admits they made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
In endorsing Governor Christie in his reelection bid last year.
That's so stupid.
Quote, "We blew this one," the editorial board chairman said. They knew Christie was a bully, but never imagined he was capable of the allegations that have recently come to light. Hello.
Didn't he deny them?
Allegations.
Yeah, come on.
You bunch of wimps. What kind of stuff?
Stick with him till the bitter end.
No, we'll all jump the ship.
So you jump.
By the way, that movie Noah looks like it'd be kind of an interesting take. You seen the previews for it?
No.
Yeah, pretty interesting. 51 at the hour. This is Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Unfortunately, our friend Shelley Palmer is not here.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. But there is a lot of technical news for us to discuss. Is that right? Singular? There is a lot of news? Yes.
Yeah.
There are a lot of stories, and there is a lot of news, including a new patent for Apple that will power your device in a rather unusual way. Story coming right up here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out nasty. What's Boston?
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
All right.
What?
Okay.
Yes.
So Apple may be going green based on the latest patents that they have applied for which they have applied, revealing solar cells may be in all of their devices.
Oh.
Apple appears to be creating, according to a story at DougSteffen.com, appears to be creating a new device that can let natural light in and absorb the energy via solar cells in their devices. So an iPad, Kenny, is that in an iPhone? The key component in the patent is smart glass. Okay. People have been talking to me about this. I had a conversation with a fellow as a program director of a couple of stations in Dallas on Saturday, and he convinced me.
Pretty sure he didn't call you a smart glass.
No, he didn't. He was upset about something else I said to him, and then we sort of came back around.
Understood. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, let's finish this first, then I'm going to ask your opinion about what he said to me. Anyway, this is an electronic, what they call electrochromic glass, in fact. It's acting like sunglasses. The glass can and fluctuate its translucency to filter in light, like sunglasses do when you put them on, or you're driving, etc. The idea is to have a layer of photovoltaic cells, cells found in solar panels that absorb energy, located behind the LCD screen on the back of the device to work with the smart glass, or as they say here in New England, the smart glass. Since the smart glass can sense when natural light is present and filter more light in, the solar cells would absorb more energy when needed and available. So does this give new meaning to the term smart device? It's a pretty interesting idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's probably the
future.
Because
how many of us complain about our batteries going dead?
I do all the time. After two years, my phone just won't take a battery charge
all the time. So this conversation that I had about I have decided that I need to be more active in the Twitter world itself. And so in order to do that, I have to have a different sort of a device that's handier than my iPad. So I'm going to, based on a conversation that I had, I have not had this conversation with Richie, and I haven't had it with Bob, who would be my two advisors as to what really to get. And some people say, this fellow said to me, his name is Gavin Spittle. He said, I said to him, I'm going to get an iPhone. And he pulled out, he said, well, why would you get a smartphone instead? And I said,
Does he have a Droid?
No, he has a Samsung that's connected. The screen is bigger.
It's Droid technology.
Is it? Okay. And it looks easier to handle, and I can do more things with it.
My dad, he will not convert over to the iPhone technology. He loves the Droid technology. Some people do.
So your father and I are simple.
All a matter of preference.
Kenny, you like it too?
I like the Droid very much, yeah.
All right. So then I would get a Samsung, one of those things, right? And just hook it to the Verizon account? That makes sense?
You could do it.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.